the on-ramp to decarbonization for local government. Learn how to leverage performance contracting to fund decarbonization projects. By Gina McNeese. Summary. Local governments do not have a technology problem on decarbonization. They have a capital allocation and execution problem. Energy savings, performance contracting, ESPC, addresses both by converting avoided utility and maintenance costs into a funding stream for infrastructure modernization while transferring a meaningful share of performance risk to an energy service company, ESCO. The implication is increasingly important. Cities, counties, and other public agencies are being asked to reduce emissions, improve resilience, modernize aging buildings, and preserve fiscal flexibility at the same time. The most effective decarbonization strategies, therefore, are not those that maximize ambition in a climate plan, but those that align climate outcomes with budget discipline, procurement realities, and operational capacity. Exhibit A, Pressures Shaping Local Government Decision-Making. Aging infrastructure is presented as the most urgent challenge facing local governments with a relative score of 92. Energy cost pressure follows with a score of 78, highlighting the need to manage rising utility and operating expenses. Decarbonization expectations score 71, reflecting increasing demands to reduce emissions and improve sustainability. The chart illustrates that local governments are balancing aging infrastructure, rising energy cost, and decarbonization goals at the same time. The central thesis. For many local governments, ESPC is the most practical mechanism for turning climate goals into implemented projects. It allows public owners to bundle efficiency, electrification, on-site generation, storage, and infrastructure renewal into a single investment program, repaid from guaranteed savings, rather than waiting for new taxes, deferred capital appropriations, or fragmented grant cycles. That matters because the public sector decarbonization challenge is usually not the lack of identified opportunities. The challenge is that most opportunities sit across multiple facilities, departments, and budget silos, with different replacement cycles and different funding constraints. ESPC creates a portfolio-based framework that can move these investments from aspiration to execution. Exhibit B, How Process Provides Budget Certainty. This exhibit highlights how ESPC provides local governments with a structured approach to delivering infrastructure improvements while maintaining fiscal discipline. The first element is guaranteed savings, where performance-backed energy savings help fund facility upgrades while preserving annual budget discipline and increasing confidence that projected results will be achieved. The second is portfolio modernization. Rather than completing projects one at a time, ESPC allows municipalities to bundle improvements such as HVAC, lighting, building controls, resilience measures, and facility infrastructure into a single program, creating greater value across the entire portfolio. The third element is risk transfer. Under the ESPC model, the ESCO assumes responsibility for technical design, construction coordination, and performance accountability, reducing delivery risk for resource-constrained public agencies. The fourth element is execution capacity. By combining engineering, procurement, financing, and implementation into one integrated delivery model, ESPC enables projects to move more efficiently from planning to construction. Why conventional capital planning underdelivers? Traditional capital planning often fragments energy and decarbonization projects into separate line items. Lighting in 1 year, HVAC in another, solar only if grant funding appears, controls later, and resilience measures only after a major failure. That sequencing can reduce near-term budget pressure, but it often destroys the economics of deep decarbonization because it leaves high-value synergies unrealized. Three structural constraints tend to drive this outcome. Annual appropriations favor short payback replacements over integrated modernization, even when the latter creates better lifecycle value. Departments manage their own priorities, so energy, facilities, fleet, and sustainability investments are rarely optimized as one portfolio. Public entities frequently carry significant deferred maintenance, which forces leadership teams to focus on equipment failure and service continuity before emissions reduction. The result is familiar. local governments remain trapped in an incremental model that replaces failed assets but rarely reconfigures buildings and infrastructure for lower carbon operations. Exhibit C, traditional capital planning, quietly drains portfolio value. This exhibit illustrates how the value of a comprehensive infrastructure modernization program gradually declines when projects are planned and funded through traditional capital planning. The chart begins with the full portfolio value, representing 100% of the potential benefits that could be achieved if the entire portfolio were planned and implemented as a coordinated program. As projects move through the traditional capital planning process, value is steadily lost. Annual appropriations reduce the available scope as projects are divided across multiple budget cycles. Department silos further limit opportunities by separating decisions across functions instead of optimizing investments as a single portfolio. Deferred maintenance pressures shift attention toward replacing failed assets rather than pursuing broader modernization. Finally, project-by-project sequencing prevents complementary improvements from being implemented together, reducing the overall financial, operational, and environmental benefits. By the end of the process, only about 28% of the portfolio's original decarbonization potential remains, while 72% of the potential value has been lost. How ESPC changes the investment equation. ESPC changes the decision logic from what can be funded this year to what package of measures can self-fund over time under a guaranteed savings structure. Under this model, the ESCO typically performs an investment-grade audit, develops a package of energy conservation measures, arranges or supports project financing, implements the work, and contractually guarantees a minimum level of savings. If actual, measured savings fall below the guarantee, the ESCO is contractually required to make the owner whole for the shortfall. This creates three advantages that are especially relevant to local government decarbonization. First, it allows comprehensive scope because short payback efficiency measures can support longer payback clean energy and electrification measures within the same contract. Second, it accelerates timing because projects can move without waiting for full upfront appropriations or voter-approved debt in every case. Third, it reallocates risk. The ESCO assumes a contractual obligation tied to performance, not merely delivering equipment. In effect, ESPC transforms energy waste into investable cash flow and uses that cash flow to fund infrastructure that is cleaner, more reliable, and often easier to operate. Exhibit D, shifting the model. This exhibit compares the traditional capital planning approach with the ESPC approach, showing how project delivery shifts from reactive, asset-by-asset replacement to an integrated portfolio modernization strategy. On the left, the traditional approach begins with annual budgeting, followed by individual equipment replacement, reactive implementation, and limited visibility into long-term performance. Because projects depend on yearly appropriations, improvements are often made one asset at a time, making it difficult to achieve broader modernization goals. On the right, the ESPC approach follows a different process. It begins with an investment-grade audit to identify opportunities across the entire portfolio. Projects are then bundled into a single scope, supported through third-party financing, implemented as one coordinated program, and followed by annual measurement and verification with a performance guarantee to ensure results are achieved over time. The strategic role of bundling. The economics of decarbonization improve materially when measures are bundled rather than pursued individually. This is one of the most underappreciated strengths of ESPC. A standalone geothermal conversion, solar deployment, or storage project may appear difficult to justify on simple payback. But when these measures are paired with LED lighting, advanced controls, retro commissioning, water savings, and high efficiency HVAC replacements, the portfolio can generate enough near-term savings to support a broader capital scope. This bundling logic matters because deep emissions reduction rarely comes from a single technology. It comes from combining demand reduction, system optimization, fuel switching, and cleaner supply. ESPC is one of the few public sector delivery models explicitly designed to assemble that combination into a financeable package. Exhibit E, bundling allows efficiency savings to fund deeper decarbonization. This exhibit illustrates how bundling projects within an ESPC enables local governments to finance broader decarbonization initiatives than would be possible through standalone projects. At the top, the graphic shows a standalone approach where major projects such as HVAC upgrades and solar installations are pursued independently. While these projects can provide benefits, they often have longer payback periods, making them more difficult to fund on their own. The lower portion of the exhibit shows a bundled ESPC portfolio where fast payback efficiency measures such as LED lighting controls and HVAC improvements are combined with longer-term investments, including geothermal, solar, and battery storage. The energy savings generated by the efficiency measures help offset the cost of the clean energy investments, creating a financially balanced portfolio. What local governments can include in a decarbonization-focused ESPC. The typical decarbonization-oriented ESPC extends well beyond lighting retrofits. Depending on state rules, site conditions, and procurement strategy, the project scope can include a broad mix of measures. The strategic question is not which single measure has the shortest payback. The better question is which portfolio best meets fiscal constraints while materially reducing emissions, maintenance exposure, and operational risk. Table 1, Decarbonization Measure Examples. This table summarizes the types of projects that can be included in a decarbonization-focused ESPC portfolio, along with the value each measure creates, its contribution to emissions reduction, and its strategic role within an integrated modernization program. The measures begin with LED lighting and controls and advanced building automation, which deliver immediate energy savings, reduce maintenance costs, and improve building performance. These efficiency measures often generate the early savings that help support the broader project. The table also includes high-efficiency HVAC systems and heat pumps, which improve energy efficiency while replacing aging infrastructure and supporting building electrification. Geothermal systems provide highly efficient heating and cooling with the potential to significantly reduce emissions over the long term. Additional renewable energy and resilience measures include solar photovoltaic systems, which offset purchased electricity with on-site renewable generation, battery storage, which improves resilience and supports renewable integration, and EV charging infrastructure, which helps local governments transition municipal fleets while supporting public access to electric vehicle charging. Finally, water and wastewater upgrades are identified as high-value opportunities for municipalities, improving the efficiency of utility-intensive operations while delivering meaningful energy and emissions reductions. Exhibit F, Different Measures, Play Different Roles in a Decarbonization-Focused ESPC. This exhibit illustrates how common decarbonization measures compare based on two factors: their ease of financing within an ESPC and their potential to reduce emissions. It also shows implementation complexity, with larger circles representing more complex projects. Measures located toward the upper right combine relatively easier financing with greater emissions reduction. These include solar photovoltaic systems, heat pumps, and LED lighting, making them strong candidates for inclusion in a comprehensive modernization program. Other measures, such as geothermal systems, offer significant emissions reduction, but can be more difficult to finance because of their higher upfront costs and greater implementation complexity. HVAC upgrades, building controls, and EV charging infrastructure occupy the middle of the chart, providing a balance of operational improvements and emissions benefits. Measures such as water and wastewater improvements and battery storage also contribute to overall portfolio performance, although their strategic value often depends on site-specific operational needs and project objectives. City of Mission, Kansas, Performance Contract Project. This case study highlights how ESPC helped modernize city facilities while improving occupant comfort, reducing energy and operating costs, and lowering the city's carbon footprint. Improvements included indoor air quality enhancements at the Powell Community Center through bipolar ionization technology, boiler and chiller plant upgrades to reduce energy use, and HVAC, building envelope, and controls upgrades at the Public Works Department and City Hall Police Station. The project also included lighting upgrades, mechanical improvements, weatherization, smart controls, and LED street and traffic lighting. Together, these measures generate more than $102,000 in annual energy savings. As Penn Almoni, Director of Parks and Recreation, said, "The combined improvements mean a better experience for our community and a reduced carbon footprint that we leave on the environment." Financing, the real bottleneck and the hidden opportunity. Most local government climate plans underestimate how central financing design is to decarbonization outcomes. Project economics are shaped not only by equipment selection, but by capital structure, contract term, treatment of avoided maintenance, and the owner's willingness to aggregate measures across facilities. ESPC financing is flexible. Common structures include tax-exempt lease purchase agreements, municipal leases, privately placed debt, and in some cases, bond-backed or appropriation-backed structures. The unifying principle is that annual repayment is set at or below the guaranteed savings stream, and with contract terms often ranging from roughly 10 to 25 years, depending on project mix and state rules. That flexibility has an important strategic effect. It allows leadership teams to optimize for lifecycle value rather than lowest first cost. For decarbonization, that is often the difference between replacing equipment like for like and fundamentally redesigning the energy system of a building or campus. Exhibit G, financing structure, can determine how much decarbonization is feasible. This exhibit illustrates how the choice of financing structure influences the size, flexibility, and overall ambition of a decarbonization program. The exhibit compares three common financing approaches. The first is a tax-exempt lease purchase, which is well-suited for straightforward public sector projects that follow familiar procurement pathways. While this approach is often simpler to implement, shorter repayment terms may limit the scope of deeper decarbonization investments. The second option is a bond or certificate of participation, or COP, structure. This approach is often appropriate for larger strategic capital programs because it can support longer repayment periods and broader project scopes, making comprehensive modernization, electrification, and renewable energy investments more financially feasible. The third option is private placement or third-party debt, which can provide additional flexibility for projects with unique financing needs or accelerated schedules. While this structure may offer greater customization, financing costs and lender requirements can influence project scope and contract terms. Why the IRA changed the economics? The Inflation Reduction Act materially improved the case for public sector clean energy by allowing tax-exempt entities, including local governments, to access certain clean energy tax credits through direct pay, also known as elective pay. For public owners, that change is consequential. Historically, cities and counties could not directly capture the value of tax credits in the way private investors could. Under the IRA, qualifying public entities can receive direct cash value for eligible credits tied to technologies such as solar, storage, geothermal, and certain EV charging infrastructure, subject to federal rules and documentation requirements. The practical implication is significant. Historically, cities and counties could not directly capture the value of investment tax credits the way private investors could. Under direct pay, that barrier is removed for qualifying projects. The result is that more projects now clear the financing hurdle, and projects that already made financial sense can often support broader scope, creating room for additional measures such as storage, electrification, and resilience upgrades. Exhibit H, direct pay, can materially reduce the effective cost of public sector clean energy projects. This exhibit illustrates how federal incentives available through direct pay can reduce the amount a local government ultimately needs to finance for eligible clean energy projects. The chart begins with the gross project cost, representing the total cost before incentives are applied. The first reduction comes from the base direct pay value, which lowers the overall project cost for qualifying technologies. Additional reductions may be available through bonus credits, where eligibility requirements are met, followed by other applicable incentives that can further decrease the amount requiring financing. After these incentives are applied, the remaining amount represents the net finance cost, the portion of the project that must be funded through the financing structure. Why ESPC and IRA are stronger together. Exhibit I, ESPC and IRA together create a stronger decarbonization pathway. This exhibit illustrates how energy savings, financing, and federal incentives work together to enable deeper decarbonization than any one element could achieve on its own. The process begins with efficiency measures, which reduce energy consumption and create a dependable stream of savings. Those savings become the financial foundation for broader infrastructure investment. Next, ESPC converts those savings into financing, allowing local governments to fund a comprehensive portfolio of improvements over a longer contract term rather than relying solely on annual capital appropriations. The third step shows how IRA direct pay and other eligible incentives reduce the net cost of qualifying clean energy assets. Lower project costs increase affordability and create room within the financing structure to include additional decarbonization measures. The final step is a broader, integrated portfolio that achieves deeper emissions reductions. By combining efficiency savings, performance-based financing, and federal incentives, local governments can pursue more ambitious modernization projects while maintaining fiscal discipline. The combined effect of ESPC and IRA is more powerful than either tool on its own. ESPC solves the execution and repayment challenge by converting savings into a project financing mechanism. IRA improves the economics of qualifying clean energy assets by reducing effective project cost for eligible public owners. Together, they make it easier for a local government to move from an efficiency-only project to a broader modernization effort that can include on-site generation, thermal decarbonization, and resilience. In many cases, that means the public owner is no longer forced to choose between fixing old equipment and investing in lower carbon infrastructure. Both can happen in the same program. A useful way to think about this is through the hierarchy of public sector investment decisions. Efficiency reduces waste and creates savings capacity. Financing structures those savings into a predictable repayment model. IRA incentives lower the net cost of eligible clean energy assets. The resulting portfolio can deliver deeper emissions reduction with stronger budget outcomes. The guarantee, why the model is credible. A decarbonization strategy is only as credible as its performance discipline. This is where the ESPC savings guarantee matters most. A robust guarantee does not simply promise that utility bills should trend downward. It defines baseline conditions, identifies which savings streams count toward the guarantee, establishes the measurement and verification methodology, and specifies how adjustments will be handled when variables such as weather, occupancy, or operating hours change materially. If verified savings fall below the guaranteed level, the ESCO is contractually obligated to pay the difference or otherwise remedy the shortfall, depending on contract terms. That structure is especially important for local governments because it provides a degree of budget protection that conventional capital projects typically do not offer. Finance officers are not being asked to trust an engineering estimate. They are being asked to evaluate a contract in which the provider stands behind a defined performance outcome. Exhibit J. The guarantee is enforced through annual measurement and reconciliation. This exhibit illustrates the ongoing process used to verify that an ESPC is delivering the guaranteed level of savings throughout the life of the contract. The process begins by establishing a baseline, which defines the building's energy use and operating conditions before improvements are made. Once the project is implemented, the performance of the installed measures is measured and tracked using an agreed-upon measurement and verification methodology. Those results are then used to verify annual savings, which are compared against the contractual guarantee. If the verified savings meet or exceed the guarantee, the performance commitment has been satisfied for that year. If verified savings fall short of the guaranteed amount, the process includes an ESCO true-up, requiring the ESCO to compensate for the difference or otherwise remedy the shortfall, depending on the contract terms. This annual reconciliation process preserves accountability and provides budget protection for the public owner. What gets guaranteed? In most cases, the guarantee is expressed in annual dollar savings derived from measured reductions in energy use and, where appropriate, water, and maintenance costs. Some contracts track physical units such as kilowatt hours, therms, or gallons and convert them into monetary savings using agreed utility rates and formulas. Well-structured contracts typically rely on recognized protocols such as IP-MVP, along with explicit treatment of baseline assumptions and any allowed adjustments. This is not administrative detail. It is the mechanism that turns engineering projections into enforceable commercial commitments. Exhibit K, what the ESPC guarantee typically covers. This exhibit summarizes the primary categories of savings that are commonly included in an ESPC guarantee, how those savings are measured, and whether they are typically covered under the contractual performance guarantee. The first category is energy cost savings, which are generally based on measured reductions in utility consumption and normalized utility costs. These savings are typically verified using meter data, utility bills, and periodic measurement and verification, and are commonly included in the guarantee. The second category is demand savings, which result from reducing peak electricity demand. These savings are measured using interval meter data, utility tariffs, and engineering calculations tied to a facility's demand profile, and are also typically included in the guarantee. The exhibit also includes water and sewer savings, which are based on reduced water consumption and associated utility costs. These savings are verified through meter readings, utility bills, and measured usage trends, and are commonly covered when they are part of the project scope. The final category is avoided operations and maintenance costs. These savings are often based on deferred maintenance or avoided service expenses rather than direct utility reductions. Because they can be more difficult to quantify and verify, their inclusion in the guarantee is typically determined on a case-by-case basis and depends on the contract structure and measurement plan. The operating model matters as much as the technology. One reason public sector decarbonization projects underperform is that owners sometimes treat implementation as the finish line. In reality, a modernized facility portfolio requires a stronger operating model, not just better equipment. Advanced controls must be monitored, schedules adjusted, alarms acted upon, and building staff trained to maintain performance over time. Heat pumps and geothermal systems require different operational familiarity than legacy fossil fuel equipment. Solar and storage create additional value only when dispatch logic, tariff interaction, and resilience protocols are well understood. The value of ESPC is that it can integrate these operational considerations into a longer-term accountability structure rather than leaving them as an afterthought after construction closes out. Exhibit L. Technology alone does not sustain savings. The operating model matters. This exhibit compares the operational capabilities of a typical local government before and after implementing an ESPC, illustrating that long-term performance depends not only on new technology, but also on stronger management practices. The left side of the exhibit shows the current state commonly found before modernization. Building controls are often managed reactively, analytics are limited or used on an ad hoc basis, staff training's inconsistent, preventive maintenance is uneven, alarm response is slow and manual, and measurement and verification activities are only periodic or basic. The right side illustrates the required state needed to sustain long-term savings. Building controls become proactive and governed through standardized processes. Analytics are embedded into daily operations. Staff training becomes role-based and recurring. Preventive maintenance follows a planned and disciplined approach. Alarm response is prioritized and timely, and measurement and verification becomes a routine, auditable process. Where local governments should start. The right starting point is usually not a single building. It is a portfolio assessment anchored in three questions. Which facilities have the highest combination of energy intensity, deferred maintenance, and strategic importance? Which measures create the largest pool of dependable savings that can support broader decarbonization scope? Which sites and technologies are best positioned to benefit from direct pay and other available incentives? This portfolio view is important because the best decarbonization project is not necessarily the site with the best engineering case in isolation. It is the investment package that best balances speed, savings, carbon reduction, resilience, and political feasibility across the public owner's footprint. City of Collinsville, Illinois, Aquapark Facility Performance Contract Project. This case study highlights how the City of Collinsville used an ESPC to renovate its Aquapark facility while reducing long-term operating costs, lowering energy and water consumption, and improving the overall quality of the facility through upgrades to water systems, HVAC, solar, and lighting. As Kimberly Corrin, Director of Parks and Recreation, said, "The City of Collinsville is delighted with the upgrades and improvements at the Aquapark and Activity Center. Not only is the appearance of the park greatly improved, but the efficiency the improvements have made will provide our residents savings for years to come." Exhibit M, phase facilities, and measures in waves to match urgency, readiness, and strategic value. This exhibit illustrates a phased roadmap for implementing an ESPC portfolio, showing how local governments can sequence projects based on operational priority, organizational readiness, and long-term strategic value. Wave 1 focuses on facilities with the highest operational urgency and mission-critical importance, such as water and wastewater plants, police and public safety facilities, and fleet operations. Initial measures typically include HVAC renewal, building controls optimization, and LED and safety lighting, creating immediate energy savings while addressing critical infrastructure needs. Wave 2 expands the program to facilities with strong value and moderate readiness, including courthouses, city halls, and recreation centers. At this stage, projects often include advanced building automation, building envelope improvements, and heat pumps where conditions support electrification. Wave 3 broadens modernization across the remaining portfolio, including libraries, community facilities, and other support buildings. This phase commonly introduces solar photovoltaic systems, battery storage, deferred asset bundling, and additional electrification measures, building on the financial capacity and organizational experience established during the earlier waves. What separates leaders from followers? The highest performing local governments tend to approach ESPC as a strategic platform rather than a procurement tactic. They do 4 things differently. They link decarbonization targets directly to capital planning and facilities strategy, rather than running sustainability as a separate agenda. They bundle measures to maximize portfolio economics instead of selecting projects purely on simple payback. They design financing and incentive capture early, including IRA eligibility and compliance, rather than treating incentives as an add-on after scope is set. They treat measurement, verification, and operational follow-through as core management disciplines, not closing paperwork. This is ultimately why ESPC deserves more attention in local government thought leadership. It is not merely a way to replace old equipment. It is a mechanism for solving the institutional barriers that routinely prevent public sector decarbonization from moving at the pace leaders say they want. Exhibit N. Leaders treat ESPC as a strategic platform, not a one-off procurement. This exhibit illustrates how organizations mature in their use of ESPC, progressing from managing isolated projects to using performance contracting as a long-term strategic platform for infrastructure modernization. The first stage, reactive, represents a project-by-project approach. Governance is focused on individual projects. Facilities are managed as separate assets. Financing decisions are made one project at a time. Incentive opportunities are pursued only when they arise, and performance management is limited to basic contract compliance. The second stage, programmatic, reflects a more coordinated approach. Cross-functional teams begin working together, projects are bundled into broader portfolios, financing is structured to support larger programs, incentive opportunities are evaluated more intentionally, and project performance is reviewed on a regular basis. The final stage, strategic, represents the highest level of organizational maturity. Infrastructure decisions are guided by an executive-owned roadmap. Facilities are managed as an integrated portfolio. Financing is designed to maximize long-term flexibility. Incentive capture is incorporated into project planning from the outset. And performance management focuses on continuous value realization throughout the life of the program. The implications for local government leadership. For elected officials, city managers, finance directors, and public works leaders, the question is no longer whether cost-effective decarbonization technologies exist. They do. The more consequential question is which delivery model can translate those opportunities into funded, executed, and verified outcomes. ESPC increasingly stands out because it aligns 4 objectives that local governments usually struggle to satisfy simultaneously. Infrastructure renewal, emissions reduction, budget protection, and execution accountability. That alignment is the core strategic point. When structured well, performance contracting gives local governments a credible path to cut energy use, lower maintenance exposure, modernize public assets, and advance decarbonization without forcing a trade-off between climate ambition and fiscal prudence. Exhibit OYESPC matters now for local government leadership. This exhibit summarizes the four strategic outcomes that ESPC can deliver when it is used as an integrated approach to public sector infrastructure modernization and decarbonization. At the center of the exhibit is an integrated public sector decarbonization model, illustrating that the greatest value comes from addressing multiple priorities through a single, coordinated strategy. The first outcome is to modernize aging assets by renewing critical building systems and addressing deferred capital needs. The second is to reduce emissions by lowering energy consumption and accelerating progress toward decarbonization goals. The third outcome is to protect operating budgets by converting utility and operations and maintenance costs into managed, guaranteed savings that help fund infrastructure improvements. The fourth is to increase execution accountability through performance guarantees, ongoing measurement and verification, and annual reconciliation that confirm project results over time. Exhibit P, Savings Can Fund Modernization While Preserving Budgets. This exhibit illustrates how an ESPC uses recurring operational savings to fund infrastructure improvements without increasing a local government's annual operating budget. The chart begins with the baseline annual cost, representing current annual spending before modernization. It then shows a series of recurring savings generated by different measures. LED lighting upgrades reduce electricity costs, building controls optimize schedules and equipment operation, HVAC optimization improves system efficiency, clean energy generation offsets purchased electricity, and avoided maintenance reduces repair and service costs. Each savings stream contributes to lowering the overall cost of operations. Together, these recurring savings create the financial capacity to pay for the modernization investments over time. The final bar represents the net annual budget after modernization costs have been covered through the savings generated by the project. The remaining annual cost stays within the original budget framework, demonstrating how infrastructure improvements can be financed without requiring additional operating funds. Exhibit Q, A Typical Local Government ESPC Path from Idea to Verified Savings. This exhibit illustrates the four-step process that local governments typically follow to move from identifying infrastructure needs to achieving verified energy savings through an ESPC. The process begins with a portfolio assessment where facilities, utility usage, deferred maintenance needs, and capital priorities are evaluated to identify the highest value opportunities across the organization. The second step is the investment grade audit. During this phase, a detailed technical assessment is completed to define the project scope, estimate energy savings, develop financial projections, and prepare the implementation plan needed to support informed decision making. The third step is implementation and commissioning, during which the approved energy conservation measures are installed, integrated, and tested to ensure building systems perform as intended under normal operating conditions. The final step is annual measurement and verification along with performance reporting. Actual energy savings are measured, verified, and documented over time to confirm that the project is delivering the guaranteed results and to support ongoing accountability.